Let's Talk is brought to you by the StarQuest Production Network and is made possible by our many generous patrons. If you'd like to support the podcast, please visit sqpn.com/give. You're listening to Let's Talk and watching, I hope, the SQPN Community Podcast. I'm Dom Bettinelli, and today I'm being joined by Tom Crow. Hi, Tom.
Hi, Dom.
And his wife, Noelle. Hi, Noelle.
Hey, Dom.
So, folks, in case you aren't aware, and just sort of repeat, this is a special short-form podcast we're doing. It'll go on as long as we're all locked down, which, you know, maybe longer than we think. And yeah. our goal here is to provide a little light, a little levity, some ideas for how to spend your time. And most of all, we'd like to stay connected to you all, our friends, our listeners, our audience, our community through this form. And we want to hear from you. As much as you hear from us on this, so we hope that you'll join us every day around 10:30 Eastern time, and we may vary that if we had guests from other places who can't make it to this time zone. Hint, hint, maybe Australia. So we certainly want to encourage you to be part of this. Today is St. Patrick's Day, yay! So and that means we need to celebrate. And for me, I'm not exactly Irish, but I live in the Archdiocese of Boston, and that is our patron saint. And so we always have to celebrate St. Patrick here as much as we can. So I asked Tom and Noel to kind of come up with some ideas for St. Patrick's Day and ways to celebrate. So what would be some great ways for folks who are stuck at home to kind of get into the spirit of the day, of the holiday? Either one of you, if you want to go first, or maybe ladies first, Noelle, what is a great way for people to get into St. Patrick's Day?
Well, I was actually going to say that Tom should go first, because like you, I am actually not Irish either, despite the red hair. But Tom's family is very Irish, and they have been introducing me to a lot of Irish things. So I think Tom should start with that.
Tom, why don't you go ahead?
Sure. So I grew up with Clancy Brothers and Tommy Makem, and they're not the only Irish band that I have listened to over the years. There are lots of others, you have coming out of Ireland. You have the Dubliners, you have the Wolftones, you have a number of more recent ones, the High Kings, a few others. But there are some amazing videos on YouTube you can find if you do a search for Clancy Brothers and Tommy Makem. M-A-K-E-M is Makem. And just their full-length concerts, there are short little snippets. And then Tommy Makem and Liam Clancy, the youngest of the brothers, went off and did their own duo for a while. They have some great concerts. And just, they have a great time. They sing some great songs. They're excellent musicians, tell some great stories, recite poetry. And it's really fantastic stuff to just get into the spirit of it and learn a bit of history and you could really be surprised. A lot of people think that when they think St. Patrick's Day, they think of the craziness that happens, the drunken fests and whatnot. Of course, that's not the spirit of it at all. You get into the real history of why this day is important to so many millions of Irish expatriates and the diaspora, if you will, et cetera. So Clancy Brothers and Tommy Makem, finding some videos of them singing individual songs and full length concert they're all over YouTube.
Awesome, very good. So, how about actually, I got to say the great Irish music. My wife she majored in Irish studies in her master's program, so we have lots of Irish music in our house. And the Clancy Brothers and Tommy Makem are great part of that. Yeah, there's some great Irish music out there. That's a great idea. The YouTube, there's lots of it on YouTube. That's good. Noelle, what about you? What do you think of how to celebrate? I know you're a old movie fan. There are some great old movies that are Irish themed. Could you give us a couple?
Well, of course, there's always The Quiet Man, which is just the quintessential Irish movie. But if you have children and you want to look at something really fun and you can find it on Disney Plus, I would suggest going with Darby O'Gill and the Little People, which is just a really fun movie about an old man who is friends in a certain sense with the King of the Leprechauns. And they have this little feud going where they're always trying to outweigh each other, And then there's a whole lot of other stuff that goes on with it. But it's also really fun because it's the movie that brought Sean Connery to attention, because he has a role in it. And actually, it was his acting in that that brought him to the attention of the producers of James Bond.
Nice. Wow. So we have Dario Gil to thank for James Bond. That is awesome. Right. It's a really big holiday in Ireland. So happy St. Patrick's Day, Zena Gomez-Liss, who is on Facebook watching live, and she wishes us a happy St. Patrick's Day. Happy St. Patrick's Day to you, too.
Happy St. Patrick's Day.
That's actually pretty good. I hadn't heard of the Darby. What is it again? Darby O'Gill?
Darby O'Gill and the Little People.
Darby O'Gill and the Little People. All right. I hadn't heard of that one. So that's definitely one we'll have to check out with the kids. That's great. You know, I want to recommend folks, if today at noon Eastern time, if you go onto CatholicTV.com, you can watch the Mass celebrated from Boston's Holy Cross Cathedral with Cardinal Sean Patrick O'Malley. I mean, come on, you have to.
Yeah.
And they'll have Mass there, and they're going to have an Irish tenor who will be singing the, for the congregation, and so it'll be a nice chance to participate in St. Patrick's Day Mass. I'm sure there are others as well going on. Just as a practical matter, there's probably lots more. And then one other one I want to suggest, perhaps, is the. If you want some other Irish music, some live Irish music of a more modern bent,
robust
is the one. The Dropkick Murphys, Irish punk band from Boston, will be streaming a live concert tonight, 7 p.m. Eastern, 4 p.m. Pacific. It's dropkickmurphys.com, but I'll put links on our show notes and you can check it all out. But just a couple of ways to celebrate the day from home and enjoy.
Mm-hmm.
So I do want to point out, I should have mentioned right at the top, that Tom and Noel are hosts and producers of the American Catholic History, which is a great podcast we have here on the StarQuest Network. And I always love listening to it. My family loves listening to it. And I want to recommend it to everyone to check it out at sqpn.com/history. It's short, 15 minutes around is the average, I think. And it's a lot of fun. And it teaches you so much about the history of Catholics in America. I just love it. Are there any great Irish American topics you guys are going to cover? So I put you on the spot because I didn't ask you.
Well, one coming up here pretty soon. The story I'm working on right now is John Dubois, the third bishop of New York, but the bishop who succeeded him was he was known as Dagger John. Hughes, and St. Patrick's Cathedral in New York is known as the house that Hughes built. John Hughes is responsible for a whole lot of the way the church looks in America these days, in terms of the way we overcame trusteeism and the way the church interacts with the government. There's some really he was not one to be messed with, and this was a time when government officials back in the 1840s and 1850s and 1860s. This is when government officials were very much messing with the church and trying to keep the power of the church from growing, which it was because the Catholic population was swelling, and Dagger John was very involved in asserting, we're here. We are capable of being patriotic Americans, and we are capable of being good Catholics. And don't mess with us. Don't burn our churches. Don't destroy our buildings. Don't destroy our orphanages. We're here, and you need to respect that. So his story will be coming up, not necessarily next, but coming up.
Awesome.
Yeah, we've also featured a lot of Irish Catholics, starting with our very first story of Margaret Hari in New Orleans, because she came over from Ireland as a very young girl. So our very first story was a young Irish lass. And then, of course, Annie Moore, the first person who crossed Ellis Island another young Irish lass. And then, you know, Bishop Patrick Minogue out in
Sacramento.
Sacramento, yeah. Mm-hmm. So, and then many more. So there are certainly a lot of just great Irish figures who have really built up Catholicism in our country.
Yeah, for good and ill, the church in America really was formed by the Irish Catholic experience and a lot of the baggage that we brought with us when we came over from Ireland after centuries of oppression by the English. So
right. Yeah. But a lot of good too. A lot of good.
Because, absolutely. Yeah. For good and ill.
Yeah.
But
yeah.
No, there's definitely a lot of good. So many of the bishops, so many of the religious communities, so many of the, you know, it's like Nilal just listed. You have so many of them that just, it actually got to the point for a little while there when we were looking up new stories that it's like, okay, we're not going to do this one because it's another Irish story.
Try to spread it around a little bit there.
I am impressed at the breadth of the stories that you all have told so far on the podcast, and the variety both in time and place and the types of people. It's the American Catholic story is such a broad story. It covers so much of us. And that's one of the things I love about the podcast is how it tells this expansive story. We often only hear these very narrow bits, but it's such an expansive story.
And that's exactly one of the reasons why we wanted to do this podcast, because there are so many stories going back to 1513 when the first Catholic Mass was held on these shores. You know, Ponce de Leon brought a priest ashore for Easter Sunday Mass in 1513. And up to the present day. And this is religious figures. This is actors and actresses. It's athletes, it's politicians, it's foundresses and founders and discoverers. And, you know, it's just every walk of life. Yeah. I'm sorry.
And Julia Greeley.
And Julia. Yes. And freed slaves, and then, you know, Stagecoach Mary. What a fun story that was!
Oh my gosh!
But no, it's just a story. Awesome. It's all over the country. It's all over time. It's all over the different strata of society. It's all over, and we just don't realize it without digging in. So that's what we're trying to do.
Yeah. And I have to say, as the person who edits your podcast for you, I see how much fun you have making it, or I hear how much fun it is to make. And I took it upon myself to pull out some of those outtakes and put them on the end, because I want the audience to understand like how much fun you're having making these podcasts.
We're tripping over our words and restarting something for the fourth time.
Oh, but even though sometimes the comments that you guys and the producer Rob who does the recording for you, that sometimes you guys make there on the fly, so those are a lot of fun. So I'm really glad you all are part of StarQuest, the SQP
network. Yeah, it's been great.
And
So I hope I hope everyone has a wonderful St. Patrick's Day. And some of these resources will be a nice way to spend it for you all. I hope that you will all come here to this Facebook post and give us more suggestions for us and for the audience. And we'd really appreciate it. Before we sign off, I do want to take a moment to thank our patrons. The SQPN patrons make it possible for us to create Let's Talk in all the shows on the network. Their generous donations at sqpn.com/give make it possible for us to continue and to do this, what we're doing now, this special podcast that we're doing for you all in the midst of, you know, what could be a very difficult time for our entire world, really. And you can join them by visiting sqpn.com/give. We would greatly appreciate it. So that's it from us. We'd love to hear from you all. You can contact us by visiting sqpn.com. or the StarQuest Facebook page, facebook.com/StarQuestMedia. You can send an email to letstalk@sqpn.com, and we'll put links to everything we talked about here on the website at sqpn.com/letstalk. You can find American Catholic History at sqpn.com/history. And until we meet again, Tom Crow, thank you for joining me on Let's Talk.
Thank you for having us, Tom.
And Noel, thank you as well.
Thank you, Tom.
And once again, I'm Dom Bettinelli. Thank you for listening to Let's Talk on StarQuest. And remember, happy St. Patrick's Day, everyone.
Happy St. Patrick's Day.
Yes, happy St. Patrick's Day.